Arrowheart.
Auchinleck Celtic.
Ballymote Celtic.
Manor Rangers.
Benbulbin FC.
Yates United.
Tramore Villa.
Carrick Town.
Boyle Celtic.
Gurcheen Celtic.
St. John's.
Valley Rovers.
Ballygawley Celtic.
Pottery Bowes.
Eel Tubber.
Dan Celtic.
Ballacadair United.
Merville United.
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean
If you were at the showgrounds last night, you'll have seen of one of those aforementioned teams in action at half-time during the Sligo Rovers UCD game. The young boys and girls footballers of Valley Rovers performed with distinction and loved every minute of it out there. Tina Byrne performing in the half-time exhibition game last night at the showgrounds. We'll talk more about that. Tina is here in her snow boots and woolly hat. Well, she's not actually. She got in here without any trouble because it was a challenge for some adult games today, Tina. Never mind the underage matches this weekend, weather-wise.
Yeah, I think the underage, I think the weather doesn't really bother the kids anyway. I'm sure the parents might have something constantly asking them, is the game definitely on, etc. But the kids like to get out anyway. The weather is incidental to them, really, to tell you the truth.
They're made of tough stuff in Sligo Leitrim youth soccer.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Anyway, results, let's go through what's been happening.
Yeah, I'll fly through the results. Starting our fixtures yesterday, we have had girls under 12. We had a raft of fixtures up on the showgrounds. Astro, Ballymote Celtic 3, Arrow Harps Blue 0. Gurcheen Celtic 3, Benbulbin FC 0. Boys under 13 Group A Cup semi-finals, Gurcheen Celtic 4, Boyle Celtic 0, Arrow Harps 3, Carrick Town 0. Under 13 Group A Shield, Strand Celtic 4, Ballacedair United 0, Ballymote Celtic 0, Valley Rovers 4. Under 13 Boys Division 1, Merville United 4, Ballygawley Celtic 1, Carrick Town 5, Drumore Villa 2, Real Tubber 1, St John's 3. In the Gaynor Cup girls under 13, we had both teams fulfilling away fixtures yesterday up in Donegal. It was Donegal 1, Sligo Leitrim 1. In the Gaynor Cup under 15 girls, same venue, Donegal 1, Sligo Leitrim 1. And boys under 15, Group A, Ballacedair United 1, Real Tubber 4, Carrick Town 6, Gurcheen Celtic 2. And boys under 17, Kilglass Enniscrone 0, Manor Hamilton Rangers 3, Valley Rovers 3, Ballacedair United 3. So Valley Rovers, must have been nobody in Valley Rovers yesterday because they had matches and then obviously they were in the showgrounds for the half-time, etc. So they've been busy enough already. Busy, surely.
Indeed. Right, let's look at our two feature games you've picked this weekend.
Yeah, I looked just at the fixtures and the two matches I looked at were the boys under 13 Group A semi-finals. They were both played on Clevera Astro, one at 11 and one at half 12. So I suppose the second game, normally the players are there very much on time. So the second two teams would have a chance to look at the first semi-final and see what sort of opposition, etc., that they would be up against. So that first game kicked off at 11 and it was Gurcheen Celtic 4, Boyle Celtic 0. And interestingly, like we spoke last week, I think it was about Boyle Celtic's great win in the under 15. So it's lovely to see the like another team kind of coming to the fore and doing really well. So Gurcheen, the semi-final, the Arrow Harps Carrick Town game was a cracker. That was played afterwards. I'd like to talk about that one first. Arrow Harps started off very strong, but they still had a lot of work to do. They opened the score, a very good finish by a very good player called Troy Kelly. Very narrow, tight angle. But he found the net and he again found the net before half time. So they went in at half time 2-0 up. Now Carrick didn't sort of not think that they still had a chance. We all remember the famous match last week with Manchester United and PSG. You know, you're never beaten, etc. So Carrick pushed really, really hard for a goal early in the second half and they really did put it up to Arrow Harps. But there was some really, really good saves from Jack Breheny and unfortunately there was no going through. The game carried on and it was kind of it was a matter of time before Arrow Harps found the net again, and they had a very good finish from Christian Shimalak. So they scored. He sounds like a guy who could be signed for Dynamo Kiev or something, but he scored, and the final score on that game was 3-0. So really good result for Arrow Harps, and they're meeting the boys from Gurteen Celtic in the final, and they had a really good win yesterday over Boyle Celtic. Again, played in Clevera. Great all-round performances. Goals from Marty Murray, Conor Moriarty and James Kilroy. So, James Gilroy, apologies. So, again, some great scores, great goals. It's great to see the skill level at some of these guys. And I know we normally talk about the guys who scored the goals, but there is, I always say, like a team, you have to have the guys who have the flair and the skill and can put the ball in the net, but you also have to have the guys at the back of the defence stopping the goals going in from the other side, and sometimes they don't get sufficient mention, but there was some really solid performances yesterday, and it's just about doing your job, defending calmly, not giving away anything silly, and some fine players on both teams doing that. So that final will be scheduled, and it will be between Gurteen Celtic and Arrow Harps, so watch the space for venue, fixture, etc. That's the under 13 Group A final, Gurteen Celtic versus Arrow Harps. So best of luck to both teams, and I look forward to maybe featuring that over the course of time in the final.
And speaking of solid performances this weekend, Tina, this is a busy time of the year for Sligo Leitrim representative teams, and two of the girls' representative teams have been featuring prominently.
Yeah, and I know I've mentioned the Gaynor, but it's purely in line with the way their fixtures have fallen. I think I've mentioned them in the last 3 weeks.
Remind people what the Gaynor is for those who aren't familiar.
The Gaynor is the Sligo Leitrim representative teams. It's for the girls. It's at under 13 and under 15. How it comes about is clubs send in players in both age categories that they feel would be good enough to make the grade. The team, obviously, both teams have independent coaches, etc., and they come in for trials, and they pick a panel, and they narrow it down to their squad, and they work with the squad then in preparation for the sort of the main competition, which is held in the University of Limerick, normally held in June. Now, I'm not going to say it's definitely in June, because they've changed the format slightly over the last couple of years. In the last few years, anybody with a team would go to Limerick, but now they have like qualifying groups, etc. So like it's more you have to reach that stage of the competition. So we have really and truly we have some fabulous players on both teams. I've been at the Gaynor a couple of times, and I have to say the standard in the girls' game has definitely risen hugely over the last period of time, and that comes down to clubs working really, really hard, and I suppose taking girls in sport, girls soccer, seriously, which is not saying that back in the day it wasn't, but I think there's more of a forum now for girls to reach the top grade, and more incentive for them as well to get call-ups to different squads and different like regional squads, All-Ireland squads, etc. We have some really, really great great players. Though the conditions yesterday in Letterkenny, by all accounts, it was like I don't know, it was like bloody foreland, wind, rain, you know. It was like sending them out to sea nearly. I believe the wind, etc., was a major thing. But the 15s particularly, they conceded a goal early enough. But this is what I like about it is these players now, they don't panic or put their heads down or whatever. They know they have ability. They know the way they're coached. Their coaches trust that what they'll do on the coaching field, that they'll carry it on. So they absolutely foraged away. There was one outstanding performance yesterday, a girl called Erin Summers. I believe she commanded the Sligo Leitrim and really, really was instrumental in them getting an equaliser. And again, a fabulous equaliser for Maeve Malloy. She chipped the ball over the keeper's head. I wasn't there now, but from what I was told, it was a real sublime little chip. And it's a pity sometimes we don't capture some of these great strikes, etc.
Maybe a mum or a dad has it on a smartphone somewhere.
You never know. I just slightly digressing, but I saw Gerard Morrissey's goal for Finn Harps against Cork on Friday night, and I mean, that's like, if that was in Europe, you know, we'd never stop seeing it. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. And I think there's lots of goals like that that happen that are never, you know, they're in people's heads. They remember them, but they never get, maybe it was captured somewhere.
Yeah, maybe we could sort of Sligo Leitrim soccer moments and people can send in the pieces, little moments that they feel should be shared widely, provided.
I'd love that. I think that would be great.
Child protection things apply.
Yes, of course. That's the thing. I mean, you know, you can take it so far, but this team, the under-15s yesterday, really, really dug deep, and in the conditions, it was a really, really good result. They were top of the group before they went up. That's another point. So as far as I can gather, they're still on top of the groups. But we had great performances. Katie Maguire, Lara Swan, Michaela Burke, Pixie O'Hara, Nadine Hargadon. I've seen a lot of these girls playing, and the difference now in their maturity and everything. Some of these were quiet, timid, almost fearful girls back in the day. A couple of years later, they're so used to it now. They're very, very capable.
Just to finish, Tina, I thought you'd have come in here saying there was a raft of postponements, pitches unplayable, but there, you know, bar the couple of late results you're waiting on, the weekend survived pretty well.
Well, I think, you know, the thing is, I think sometimes there's horrendous showers and there's lots of incidental weather, but for the most part, I think the kids almost like hijack the car and make the parents bring them to the matches, because, you know, it's yes, sometimes we decide ourselves to do a blanket call off, but in the main part, these games go ahead. And the absolute saviour for us over the last couple of years has been the availability of Astra pitches. Because I remember when I got involved first, you just couldn't play on some of the grass pitches. So we have the Showgrounds Astra, Clevera, the IT Astra out in Ballinode. That ensures that at least the surface will be okay. Now, if it's gale force or, you know, if it's incessant, really, really bad, obviously we would consider, especially at the younger age groups. But those Astra pitches have meant that the league runs an awful lot smoother than it did years ago, when you'd be still playing soccer in July and starting up again in August, where the season became complete. It was untenable really for people. But thankfully we're in a good place now with our fixtures, and we'll keep going and see where we go.
It's not rain, it's liquid sunshine. Tina Byrne, thank you.
Thank you, Austin.
Arrowheart,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulbin FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pollery Bowes,
Eel Tober,
Glen Celtic,
Ballacadare United,
Merville United,
Kilglass, Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM.